This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Colorado leaders are calling on President Biden to use executive action to protect Colorado lands instead of waiting for Congress to act. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
For years, Democrats in Colorado's delegation pushed to protect hundreds of thousands of acres through the CORE Act. Now they're asking President Biden to step in. They want him to use the Antiquities Act to designate Camp Hale as a national monument and to protect the Thompson Divide from new mineral or gas development through an administrative withdrawal. While the CORE Act has passed the House multiple times, it continues to stall in the evenly divided Senate. But this new approach also has risks. A future president could reverse any executive action. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Denver has loosened a ban on downtown food trucks. The city initially banned vendors from Lodo on Fridays and Saturdays to limit crowds outside bars. It's one of the city's busiest nightlife areas. But some critics say Denver police just wanted to deflect attention from an incident last month where six bystanders were injured while officers were confronting a suspect. Food trucks can now get a special permit to operate in Lodo. And late summer rains have made a little bit of a dent in drought conditions statewide. The northern Front Range Mountains and the southern region near the Sangre de Cristo Mountains are now drought-free, but half the state is still experiencing some amount of really dry weather, and extreme drought still lingers in southwest and northeastern Colorado. This is CPR News and KRCC.